Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Financial reform legislation gets an official introduction.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Senator Christopher Dodd today goes public with his plan to prevent another banking crisis. The Senate Banking Committee chairman's plan is expected to put more oversight in the hands of the Federal Reserve, and it'll create some kind of consumer protection agency. The bill faces steep opposition from the GOP. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is with us live this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So what do we know about Senator Dodd's version of this bill?
The most contentious issue is still just how much power to give that Financial Consumer Protection Agency. Democrats want a powerful rulemaking agency that would avoid a repeat of the financial crisis. Republicans, though, say too many consumer protection rules would subject banks to regulations that are not good for their bottom line, that might be in conflict with safety and soundness of the banks.
So is there any hope of a compromise, John?
Senator Dodd has come up with an idea. Give the protection agency strong powers, but create a separate set of regulators who can keep the consumer group in check. Taylor Griffin follows all this as a banking consultant with Hamilton Place Strategies.
The compromise that's been arrived on now is that there would be a systemic risk council, a group of regulators that could veto with a two-thirds vote regulations issued by the Consumer Financial Protection Agency if they are in conflict.
Now, John, you've been covering these reforms since the beginning. What are some of the proposals that caught your eye?
Yeah, we've certainly seen several versions of this reform. In this one, the Federal Reserve would get a lot of new powers to oversee the industry. But Senator Dodd is trying at the same time to make the Fed more independent of Wall Street. For example, the head of the powerful New York office of the Fed would no longer be appointed by member banks. And instead, that person would be chosen by the president of the United States.
There you go. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reporting this morning from Washington. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's check the numbers. European shares are off a third of a percent or less right now. In Asia, markets were mostly mixed. Wall Street had a little spark last week. The Nasdaq added nearly 2%. The S&P and Dow tacked on about 1%. And the Dow ended the week on Friday at 10,625. You and I have another month to get our taxes done, but for businesses, today is tax day, at least for those that file quarterly estimated taxes. One thing some of them will be figuring out, how much they've saved on their tax bills with various green incentives. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
State and local tax incentives can help a business save thousands on building retrofits, installing compact fluorescent light bulbs, new windows, insulation, and the like. Federal tax credits can offset up to 30% of the cost for installing wind turbines or solar panels. Roan Resch is president of the Solar Energy Industry Association. He says that's helped jumpstart the industry.
In 2009, we had a record year. Installations of photovoltaics grew by over 40% in the United States.
The government's tax credits and rebates are doing a lot for big industries, but not so much for small business. Steve King is a consultant at Emergent Research. He says most small businesses can't afford to install a new solar array or even green building upgrades that take advantage of state and local rebates.
Overall, small businesses haven't been able to take advantage of them, primarily because they are tax incentives based on investments. And the climate such with the Great Recession that small businesses have not been in a position to make those investments.
Another problem right now, you can't save on your taxes if you're in the red.
The tax benefit only helps if you're paying taxes, and you're only paying taxes if you're making money. And so the benefit really starts to take off once the economy begins to recover.
King expects more companies to invest in energy efficiency as profits return, and in states with strong incentives, they'll be able to cut their tax bills too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
Google may pull out of the world's fastest growing market over concerns about censorship. According to the Financial Times today, the internet search giant is almost certain to shut down its Chinese version. Marketplace's Shanghai Bureau Chief Scott Tong reports.
An exit would pull the plug on Google.cn, the company's search engine in China. Right now, that website voluntarily censors some results. For instance, if you type in a politically dicey term in China, like Tibet or Tiananmen Square, lots of results simply don't come up. Google CEO Eric Schmidt defended the practice 2 years ago at a press conference in Beijing.
Google intends to serve all of the Chinese citizens as best we can, and we think we've done a good job. The growth of the internet and the kinds of things that will be happening here bode very well for more communication, more openness. The direction is good.
Now, Google may be sick of the China rules, and the industry is prepping for change. Google employees in China are sending out their resumes, and advertisers on Google.cn are said to be bolting. A deadline for this saga may be March 31st. That's when Google has to renew its web permit with the Chinese government. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, there are something like 40 scripts circulating around Hollywood to bring Bernie Madoff to the box office. The Ponzi schemer-in-chief bilked investors of at least $65 billion. He's serving lots of prison time right now. The New York Post reports how movies about financial frauds and banks and brokerage houses never really do well at the box office, but producers hope the Madoff story might be a little different and that there's someone in Hollywood who would play a good, money-hungry, and ruthless banker. I'm sure that pond is pretty full. Hey, who do you think would make a great Madoff? Let us know at our website. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. And while you're there, check out the business news of the day. And you can grab the podcast, too, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.